Thanks for listening to the Inner Life Podcast. Be sure to join us every weekday at 11 a.m. Central on Relevant Radio and on the Relevant Radio app. Find your local Relevant Radio station for the Inner Life at relevantradio.com or stream us live every day on the Relevant Radio app.
It's time to set out on the pathway to healing and light. This is the Inner Life on Relevant Radio. If you have questions or concerns about your faith journey, if you are struggling or searching for something more, if you are in need of some spiritual direction, our Catholic priests are here to help.
One heart at a time.
Welcome to the Inner Life on Relevant Radio.
Hi again, everyone. I'm Chuck Neff. Thank you for joining us on The Inner Life, our program about spiritual direction, coming to you every weekday to help you know you're not alone on your journey of faith. Great to have all of you with us on this Friday. And today, our Advent journey continues. We look ahead to this upcoming third Sunday of Advent. It's all about light, finding the light and being the light. In this Sunday's Gospel from John, we hear about John the Baptist being sent from God to testify to the light so that all might believe. So how are you testifying to the light that others might believe? Jesus is who he says he is. And who has been the light in your journey of faith? We'll open up the phone lines, and we'd love to hear that story as well. We're going to talk about all of that today. Here to help us on the journey, our spiritual director, back with us once again, Father Paul Galowski. Father Paul is a conventual Franciscan, currently pastor of Our Lady of Guadalupe Catholic Church in Hermosa Beach, California, that in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. Father Paul Galowski, great to have you back. How are you doing today?
I am blessed. I'm testifying. I'm giving witness.
There you go.
Yeah.
We're going to give you 60 minutes to do that today. Anyway, but good to have you back on the program today. And this is our Friday broadcast. And we like to take a look ahead to the Sunday reading so we kind of get a heads up and kind of know what we're walking into when we hear the gospel and celebrate Mass this coming weekend. So we'll open up our phone lines as we do every day, inviting you and our listening audience to join us, and we'll get that done here in a moment. But Father Paul, get us started. Sunday's Gospel, give us an overview. What's going on?
Thank you, Chuck. We're talking about John the Baptist again. We did it last week. Now this is John's Gospel. And the first part of John's Gospel, this Gospel passage takes a little passage from the prologue, but then it jumps and takes the rest from the beginning of the Gospel. And it's largely about the identity of Jesus, really, John's Gospel begins, but it starts with John the Baptist and his identity and both what he is and what he is not. And what he is not implies that the Christ, Jesus, who's going to follow him, is. And so he rejects some titles. He says, I'm not the Christ. I'm not the light. And like your introduction said, you know, the prologue just said the light came into the darkness, the light into the world. And we associate Jesus with the light, powerful image. But John goes on to say, I'm not the prophet. These are all things prophesied before. I'm not Elijah, even though in another gospel, Jesus will say he is like the Elijah. But then John identifies with a quote from Isaiah. And in so doing, he's kind of embodying the whole Old Testament tradition, the prophets who are foretelling the coming of God in a powerful new way, a new covenant, a time when his spirit will be poured out. And the gospel passage that John uses is from the Book of Comfort, predicting the consolation of Israel from their long exile. And it prepare a path for the Lord. That's a powerful image that Isaiah used. And in the old days, there would be roads, but the roads weren't maintained like we do nowadays. And so when a king would come by or the army or some important person, the word would go out ahead and they'd expect the people to prepare the road, remove the obstacles so that the king can come. So that's a powerful image. That's what we're doing this Lent. We're removing the obstacles in our hearts and hopefully through that in our world to make God's presence, make way for God to come more powerfully into our lives. John is also doing a couple other quick things, just to wrap it up. he's a new Exodus. He's going out into the desert, right? And the prophecy was that out of the desert I shall call my people. And so that he's eaten locusts and wild honey reminds us of the Exodus, the 10 plagues, the manna in the desert, that he's using water from the Jordan where they crossed the Jordan River into the Promised Land. And so John's really in beginning a new Exodus, a new era, a new covenant. And John's gospel then also has another image that Jesus is the bridegroom, and it makes John the best man, if you will, the one who points out, who introduces the bridegroom at the ceremony. And so those are some of the things that are happening. It's about the identity of who John is and who Jesus is.
Father Paul Golowski, our spiritual director, talking about the Sunday Gospel from the Gospel of John, the third Sunday of Advent. Let's open up our phone lines, inviting you and our listening audience to join us. Toll-free phone number, if you would like to be part of the conversation today, 888-914-9149. Don't forget, you can email us, innerlife@relevantradio.com. But as you think about your journey of faith and testifying to the light, how are you testifying to the light? That others in your little world might know the love of Jesus Christ, and especially in these trying, challenging times. And here's the other question. When did someone testify to you about the light of Christ? I suspect that might have changed your life. Again, toll free if you'd like to join us, 888-914-9149. So, Father Paul, I'm going to ask you to share this gospel with everybody. But before you do that, just talk a little bit about John the Baptist. I mean, I guess, you know, I'm starting to, you know, it's my little pea brain here. It's starting to make sense. And it would make some sense that we aren't at the birth of our Lord yet. So the focus on John pointing to Jesus as the Messiah. But the importance of John the Baptist this time during Advent and in these gospel passages.
A couple things come to mind, and I'm sure there's more. John is really someone who prepares the life. Remember, John the Baptist's quote was that I must decrease, he must increase. You know, John was born 6 months before Jesus. He was born in the summer solstice, the time when the light is the strongest throughout the day, the longest days. And then as we get closer to Christmas, he decreases. And Christ, after Christmas, the light coming in the world will increase. John the Baptist also embodies what we're called to do, like you're pointing out already, to testify to the light, what God has done in our lives, and bring others to that light. And John the Baptist is a figure like Elijah. He is a figure like the prophecy had died for 500 years. And so John is really bringing back the prophecy and saying that the prophets, what they foretold is now coming. The bridegroom is coming, the Messiah, the time when I baptize with water, but, you know, from other gospels, and later in this gospel, he will baptize with the Holy Spirit, recalls the prophecy of Joel when it says, In those days, I will pour out my spirit upon all people.
Father Paul Golowski, our spiritual director, looking ahead to the Sunday gospel. Can we take a moment here, Father Paul, and ask you to share this Sunday gospel with our listeners today?
Okay. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
And glory to you, O Lord.
A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. And this is the testimony of John. When the Jews from Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to him to ask him, "Who are you?" he admitted and did not deny it, but admitted, "I am not the Christ." And so they asked him, "What are you then? Are you Elijah?" And he said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" "No," he answered. And so they said to him, "Who are you, so that we can give an answer to those who sent us? What do you have to say for yourself?" And he said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as Isaiah the prophet said." And some Pharisees were also sent, and they asked him, "Then why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ or Elijah or the prophet?" And John answered them, I baptize with water, but there is one among you whom you do not recognize, the one who is coming after me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to untie. This happened in Bethany, across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The Gospel of the Lord.
In praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So, Father Paul Golaski, as you read that and share that with us right now, what is speaking to your heart the most?
The baptizing with water in the Jordan and the testimony, you know, water is water, right? And John's actions, if you were symbolic. But, you know, our sacraments contain both the symbol and the real grace. And so he's bringing the water of the baptism. Jesus is bringing the Holy Spirit of the baptism. And we have to do our parts. The church does her sacraments and makes space for God's miracles. But to receive that Holy Spirit that God wants to give us is a miracle. And it works through sacrament. It works through others testifying, drawing us to Jesus, opening our minds, helping us pray. So we do our part. God can then do his part to bring people to the light.
Yeah, and then, Father Paul, the challenge, and let's be honest about the challenge for us, the call to each one of us, whatever our state in life is, wherever we are, it doesn't make any difference. We are also called to testify to the light. So there's a challenge in that, but at times we have to get out of our comfort zones, don't we?
Yes, we do, and I don't know. It seems to me in my experience that you have many non-Catholic Christians who seem much more comfortable doing that than Catholic Christians. Sometimes some people can go too far and get real preachy and judgmental, but it is a very important part of our baptismal call to be priest, prophet, and king. That is to share in promoting the ministry of God and to testify to what God has done in our lives to others. And it can be done in real humble ways, just in conversation with our friends and coworkers. But it takes courage. But I think, like anything, it's uncomfortable at first. But first of all, meditating on this gospel and recognizing that God really is calling us to do that, we can challenge ourselves and then do it little by little. And the more we do it, and when we see beautiful, powerful results, it's easier to get out of your comfort zone when you see how much difference it can make in somebody's life.
Yeah. But part of the gospel you shared with us, it's John the Baptist says, there's one among you whom you do not recognize, the one coming after me. Well, and I wonder, I read that this morning and I'm thinking, you know, I wonder who is among us in my little world that I don't recognize, that I don't have the eyes to see in the midst of my own little life, that we sometimes miss those opportunities. And sometimes I think because we are uncomfortable, we don't want to get involved. But should we make the point that sometimes we don't recognize Jesus among us?
And the voice of a person that might be telling us something from Jesus. Yeah, I think that's the whole story of Christmas, right? And John says that he came into his own and his own did not recognize him.
Well, and I know for me sometimes, talking about getting out of our comfort zone, somebody crosses my path and it becomes uncomfortable. But you know what? Sometimes these other people become distractions. So they divert me from my agenda, from my pathway that particular day. And I think sometimes that we are distracted when somebody just crosses our path. And I just wonder sometimes if we need to embrace those distractions and really begin to see Jesus among us.
Hmm. Yeah, that's good, Chuck. It's like John's life in the desert was very simple. Sometimes you got to simplify your life, or at least recognize and be willing to put things aside to really testify. You know, God... My belief is that as you tell God you will be willing to testify to him and help others find Christ, he's going to send more people your way. And you really got to be open to put down your agenda. You know, you got all this work on your to-do list. But someone crosses your path that God really sent there to for you to testify to them. And we miss that opportunity.
Wow. Yeah. We are talking today about testifying to the light. And how are you testifying to the light that others in your little world might know the love of Jesus Christ? And especially in these difficult and challenging times. And when did someone testify to you about the light of Christ? We would love to hear that story if you'd like to join us. Toll-free phone number 888-914-9149. Father Paul Galowski, our spiritual director. And again, if you'd like to join us, toll-free phone number 888-914-9149. You can email us, innerlife@relevantradio.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Inner Life on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. The Relevant Radio studio line is sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters. Information about employment opportunities and their flexible premium life insurance plans available at relevantradio.com/forester.
Welcome back to The Inner Life on Relevant Radio. Call in now to share your story with our Inner Life spiritual directors. 1-888-914-9149. That's 1-888-914-9149. This is The Inner Life on Relevant Radio.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. Chuck Knapp, along with our producer, Nick Schmitz, Jim Shaper, answering your phone calls, and Father Paul Galowski, our spiritual director. Father Paul is a conventual Franciscan, currently pastor of Our Lady of Guadalupe Catholic Church in Hermosa Beach, California, that in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, talking today on this Friday broadcast about the Sunday Gospel, the Gospel of John, the third Sunday of Advent, and testifying to the light. And we're talking about that. But how are you testifying to the light that others in your little world might know the love of Jesus Christ? And especially in these days of COVID-19, they're so challenging. But how are you making the truth and the light of Christ known in your world? And the other question, when did someone testify to you about the light of Christ? And I suspect that might have changed your life. Again, toll free if you'd like to join us, 888-914-9149, our email address, innerlife at relevantradio.com. Couple of things for you. If you are just joining us, in fact, if you've been with us throughout the hour, don't forget you can hear the podcast of this entire program. All you have to do is go to the website, relevantradio.com, the Inner Life page, and download today's program, really any of our past programs as well. The show is generally available for a download pretty quickly after we say goodbye at the top of the hour. And if the program has given you maybe a little help, a little hope on your journey of faith, share it and tell your friends about it. Also, it was earlier this week, Pope Francis proclaimed this coming year, the Year of St. Joseph, and to help you fully experience the Year of St. Joseph, we are offering you all sorts of resources to help you grow in your devotion to this great saint. Just go to the website, relevantradio.com. You can also use the Relevant Radio app and click on the banner, Experience the Year of St. Joseph. And when you register, we're going to send you a free booklet for the Year of St. Joseph. That includes the Seven Sorrows and Seven Joys of St. Joseph, the Holy Father's Prayer to St. Joseph, and a whole lot more. You'll also receive a monthly spiritual reflection on St. Joseph from Father Rocky and other Relevant Radio voices throughout the year. So sign up right now. Just click on the banner at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Father Paul Galowski, our spiritual director, talking about testifying to the light. And Father Paul, I think I would be remiss, since you are a California priest stationed at Our Lady of Guadalupe. Just can you give us an update? I mean, we hear about them, but we're most of us, I'm not certainly living in California, but can you give us an update on the restrictions on worship and how that's impacting your parish right now?
Sure. So I live in Los Angeles County, and different counties have different restrictions We have high rates of COVID and high rates of hospitalization, so our restrictions are the most severe. And the restrictions, as I understand them, is all public and private gatherings of anyone outside of your household are banned, with the exception of protests and religious services, because those are protected by the Constitution. And so we're still allowed to have religious services. We don't have meetings or anything like that, but any religious service we have, and so that includes all our mass and sacraments. So, but we are restricted to do it outside. And so we're having our masses outside in the parking lot. We have cars drive up. We broadcast the audio through the FM radio and then have a speaker. We're outdoors where some people walk into the parking lot and bring their own lounge chairs. We have our baptisms and weddings outside, funerals outside, prayer, rosary and stuff like that outside. So everything's still going on. We still have the same number of masses. We have fewer attendance, but still pretty good attendance, about 50% of what we're attending the masses.
And talk a little bit. Tomorrow is the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. I presume that that's a big day in your parish, but how is COVID-19, how is that impacting your celebration of that feast day tomorrow, and how's it impacting your parishioners? You mean, they're obviously, many of them are showing up and you'll be able to celebrate the sacraments, but generally speaking, how are your parishioners reacting to what's going on?
People, like everywhere, people are definitely suffering. People are definitely feeling the impact. But I also hear a lot of people saying that they're finding blessings to be more together in family, to be more appreciative of the little things, but longing to receive the Eucharist and not being able to receive it. But so both good and bad, we are now, for the first time, really experiencing a lot more parishioners who are getting sick and their loved ones, whereas before it wasn't as common. So the numbers really have picked up. And then to be isolated from your loved ones as they get very sick or die is very hard. So there is tremendous suffering. There is disagreement about what the proper way to respond. But for the most part, there's still a lot of people who are testifying to blessings. And the area we work or live in, Hermosa Beach, it's the aerospace industry largely. So a lot of people are able to work remotely. Now we have a lot of people also from our other Hispanic community, especially who work in restaurants and stuff like that. And those are really hard hit. So that's really tough. So our food pantry, our support programs have gone up, you know, nearly 100%. And so we're trying to help each other. But
yeah. Well, yeah, and then Father Paul, in the suffering, as you describe it, and then this cloud of darkness, certainly over all of us, but are you seeing parishioners who are able to find the light? And then the other part of that, are you able to find and see parishioners be the light?
I think just that we still have faith and hope after been so much we've been through, that people still are coming to church, even though they, you know, they don't technically have to because the obligation has been removed by the bishop. But to go through the sitting outside, you know, California is warm, right? But it's cold. We have a mass as late as 7 in the evening, and it's getting down around 50 degrees. People coming in coats, bringing their chairs, bringing tents, setting up in the parking lot. So it's like a pilgrimage. Every mass is like a pilgrimage, and to see people persevere through it, and to continue to pray, and they'll come by the church and kneel at the outside at our statue of Our Lady of Guadalupe and pray. So there's just to see people's faith continuing through this. Live stream, of course, big thing. A lot of people are still being connected that way. We have a ministry where we're kind of empowering, I say deputizing people to bring the Eucharist home to those who are vulnerable and at risk. We have a little training, and then we take their names and give them the Eucharist. So just to see the different ways people are working together to still practice the faith.
Yeah, it's
like
so interesting.
Church.
Yeah, as you tell the story, I can hear the hunger people knowing what they are missing, but hungering for the Eucharist. I can hear that in your story.
Yeah. And at first, people kind of didn't really realize it, but as time goes on, a real hunger.
Yeah. Father Paul Golowski, our spiritual director, talking about testifying to the light, looking ahead to the Sunday gospel from the Gospel of John. And let's take a phone call. Dan, listening in North Jersey. Hi, Dan. Thank you for the call and welcome to The Inner Life.
Good afternoon. Such a pleasure to be on. In regards to sharing the light or the gospel, being a witness for Christ, I've found that the most important thing is patience. It can take years and years and years before somebody can even hear what you're saying. I know that was the case with my father. It took 21 years of me praying for him and continuously giving him the gospel. Can also share your own experiences with Christ, because that's very important too. People want to know how God has changed your life. But in reference to the gospel, it was mentioned about Protestants. From my perspective of going to a men's Catholic group on a weekly basis, I think there could be a better job done as far as giving the gospel to people. And you can't give the gospel if you don't know the gospel. And I guess that sums up what I wanted to say.
Oh, stay on the phone, Dan. I feel that you are really profound, and your insights seem to be learned over a long time. There are, personally, I've been very involved in what's the church calls the new evangelization, and Sherry Wydell has wrote a book about the stages of discipleship. But what I hear you saying is really a lot of that. People need to have a friend, someone they can trust, and they're not going to open up until you journey with them for a long time. But when you do then establish that trust, you got to kind of explain in a loving way the gospel, who Jesus is and what Jesus did for you. Two things, very different, right? What Jesus has done for you and who Jesus is, so that the person can be invited to say, oh, maybe Jesus can do this for me too. And so what that really requires is the ability to tap in, like you say, and recognize what Jesus has done for you. There is a difference between someone who goes to church per se, but versus someone who's really a disciple, whose encounter with Jesus or their faith has really changed their life. And that's what I'm hearing in what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is what I'm saying. And then from an evangelistic point of view, or as far as philosophical thoughts, there's a big difference between knowing God and loving God. Mm. And that's where we want, that's the point that we want to get to. I mean, that's the first commandment. Love God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your being. Love God. And the second one is love your neighbor as yourself. So if you're giving people the gospel, there's no greater love than that, unless, you know, you're going to die for them. And that's love, telling them the truth. But if you can't express the truth, it's all going to be about what God has done for you, which is great. But they need to hear the word. Faith comes by hearing.
Mm-hmm. Dan, great insights. If I might ask you a question, talk a little bit more about your dad, and I recognize he's your father, but I'm curious, 21 years. I mean, was there a point when you said, this isn't going to work, why am I still doing this? What made you persevere? What made you keep going after, if I can use that term, after your father to help him understand what you were trying to say?
What made me persevere is that his, I'll call it problem, is the same problem that all of us have. and that's our sin. So I didn't judge his sin because I sinned, you know, sinned myself. At some point, I eventually came to Christ. So that's where the patience and God really teaches you a lot about yourself when you're evangelizing. Hmm. And to express, you know, as you do it more and do it more and do it more, it's like it's second nature. I often know beforehand, before it even comes out of their mouth, what they're going to say next. I know from experience. And we don't have to be afraid because it's the Holy Spirit who's speaking through us.
Yeah. Well, Dan, God bless you. Thanks for joining us with really a great story and just the importance of, you know, Father Paul being the light, testifying to the light. It does take a lot of perseverance, doesn't it?
A lot of perseverance, like 21 years, he said. Also the prayer, that's powerful too, and the love. Yeah. And yep.
Yeah. Dan, God bless you. Thanks for joining us. Let's take another phone call. Joseph, listening in California, you're up next and on the air with Father Paul Golowski.
Hi, Father Paul. Hi, sir. Yeah, you know, I became a very broken person from alcoholism. And, you know, Jesus had mercy on me and our Blessed Mother and the saints. And I was able to become sober in part through Alcoholics Anonymous. And many Catholics, many Christians have done so. It's perfectly compatible with the Catholic faith. But the way I've been able to be a witness, to be a light, is in the meetings, in the Alcoholics Anonymous meetings, which I go to at least once a week, you know, I'm in the room with a lot of broken people who are recovering or trying to recover with a God of their understanding. And I share with them that my understanding of God is Jesus, and that, you know, he has a family, including the Blessed Mother. So I'll mention the feminine genius, the maternal. So, you know, through my own sins, God healing me, partially through Alcoholics Anonymous, I've been able to be a light and share my faith. And I'm also buoyed up, you know, kept my head's kept above the waters by other people in Alcoholics Anonymous. I've heard them share their faith. I mean, you know, you have people in these meetings who have, you know, like me, done horrible things. They've, you know, they've killed people through, you know, maybe drunk driving or other violence or terrible things. And these people will say, you know, Jesus turned my life around. So I'm able to be buoyed up by them. And so I think what helps me be a light also is what's mentioned in the second reading. It says on Sunday, you know, rejoice always, right? I think more and more there's so much sadness. If I can just be a joyful person, people are going to want to be around me, and, you know, eventually we'll get to talk about Jesus and Mary and the Catholic faith. So that's my that's how I'm able to be a light, and how people have been able to be a light to me.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, that to embody that joy, that hope, that optimism is powerful, and people see in someone with those qualities something that they want, and that opens them to pursue or ask more questions. But I have to admit, and I think you would admit too, it's just a miracle that you can look in your life and really have that joy, right? So don't hide it under a rock.
Yeah. Joseph, thanks for joining us. And, you know, just one more point here, Father Paul. We hear Joseph's story, and I'm sitting here putting the label on him, authentic. He's not afraid to speak up and tell everyone else about his relationship with Jesus. But how important is it for us to be authentic, and especially in our world today? You used the word earlier about persecution. I mean, our church is being persecuted today, and it's not easy to stand up. It's not easy to be authentic, is it?
It's not. Jesus says, blessed are you when you are persecuted for the sake of the kingdom of God. You know, if we're going to suffer, we might as well suffer for testifying to God versus being quiet and ashamed. So it does take the Holy Spirit. It does take courage, and it does take a real relationship with God, something that you can authentically testify to even under persecution. Yeah. And it's a miracle, but it's important.
Father Paul Galowski, our spiritual director, talking today about testifying to the light. How are you testifying to the light that others in your little world might know the love of Jesus Christ? Toll-free phone number if you'd like to join us, 888-914-9149. You can also email us, innerlife@relevantradio.com. We will pause for a moment. Stay with us. We'll be right back here listening to The Inner Life on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. The Relevant Radio studio line is sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters. Information about employment opportunities and their flexible premium life insurance plans available at relevantradio.com/forester.
If you missed part of the program, you can listen to this show and any of your favorites on the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. This is The Inner Life on Relevant Radio.
Hi again, everyone. Thank you for joining us on The Inner Life. If you are just tuning in, Father Paul Galowski is our spiritual director, a conventual Franciscan, and currently pastor of Our Lady of Guadalupe Catholic Church in Hermosa Beach, California, that, of course, in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. Our Friday broadcast, taking a look ahead to the Sunday Gospel, the third Sunday of Advent. It's the Gospel of John, and John the Baptist testifying to the light. And our question to you in our listening audience, if you'd like to join us, how are you testifying to the light so that others in your little world might know the love of Jesus Christ? And who testified for you? Who was the light in your life that really brought Jesus Christ into your life? We'd love to hear the story, and toll free if you'd like to join us, 888-914-9149. So, Father Paul, we talk about, being a light, and maybe just a little bit of advice for us. I know we've been talking a lot this week about, we look at COVID-19 and the restrictions and the social distancing and masking and everything that's keeping us away from other people, maybe from being a light. But I've also been trying to tell everybody, and looking at it myself as well, this is really an opportunity, I think, in that it's different. It's not what we want, no doubt about that. But is this an opportunity for us to be that light? And what are some little things that we can do?
There's no doubt in my mind, but I'm only my opinion, but the pandemic is certainly, you go back into the Old Testament, God allows humanity to go through things in order to purify us. It's like going out into the desert and recognizing what life is really about and experiencing God anew so that we can testify to others about that God experience. I did want to share, Chuck, a little. I went to an evangelization workshop a while back, and they talked about a lot of the things that we're talking about right here. I'd just like to share with you and summarize. You know, it is true, like the first caller, that we do evangelize to people we've had long relationships with. But we should also be able to have a one-minute elevator talk to evangelize others that we run into. And God really sends them to our path if we practice this and ask for God to send people on our path. And the first thing is to really just share very briefly how God has changed your life. And then you do need to share very briefly who Jesus is. Jesus truly is God, who came into our humanity to forgive us of our sins and to heal the woundedness of those sins and to fill us with the Holy Spirit, to fill us with joy, love, and peace, and can make a difference in your life too. And then invite a person to try to open up to Jesus and invite them into their life. And then if they're open to it, it really doesn't hurt, and this doesn't happen often, say, would you like me to pray with you right now? And pray that God enter their life and give them the opportunity to ask God to enter their life. And for me, in this John's Gospel, when he baptized with water, you know, that's, again, like I said a while back, that's the natural part we do. So Holden's testifying, telling what God did in your life, who Jesus is, and then saying, would you like to open your heart right now and ask for God to help you in your life, and then take their hands and pray with them. That gives the opportunity for God's Holy Spirit, for a person to be, if you will, baptized by the Holy Spirit. And that's a process that I think is good. So to know that and to practice that and ask God to send people into your path so that you can do that for. But then the other thing is to embody the joy. You know, that's why I said blessed at the beginning. People ask me, how you doing? Oh, I'm blessed. People say goodbye, say, God bless you. Have a great day. God love you. Things like that.
Yeah. It's right in front of us, I think, if we just have the eyes to see it, the ears to hear it, and just trust that the Lord's with you. And I got an email from Katrina. She says, I pass out 2x3-inch size index cards with a message, God bless your day, and a smiley face on them whenever I check out at stores. People seem to really like to get these.
Wow. Yeah.
Something so simple, right?
Yes, there are really simple, beautiful little ways.
Yeah, Katrina, thanks for the...
ask God to show us.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he'll answer that prayer for sure. Let's take a phone call. Cassie listening in Green Bay. Hi, Cassie. Welcome to the program today.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Welcome.
I just wanted to share my little snippet of, in my vocation as being a wife and mother, I really see being able to spread the light through the innocence of my children when they have friends over to our home, or even when we go out to the store and my children say, God bless you to others, or, you know, Merry Christmas, even as that, you know, has become a term that so many people don't want to use anymore. It really opens lines for us adults to have a conversation and talk about God and Christ and all of the things that go with our faith. And so I just wanted to say that my children help me to spread the light of Christ.
Wow.
I like that.
Yes, and the innocence, because you're not going to reprimand a child for saying God bless you, but an adult you might be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then you start thinking, wow.
Yeah, God is... exactly. They and they're so open and honest, you know, so sometimes not always the greatest, but when it comes to God, it's always an amazing thing for them.
Yeah. Cassie, thanks for joining us. Let's take another phone call. Debbie, listening in Minnesota, thank you for joining us. Nice to have you on the Inner Life today.
Hi, Chuck. Hi, Father Paul. I'm in Minnesota, but I was from Castro Valley's Our Lady of Grace Parish, where you were, Father Paul.
Oh,
and my mom's Pat, and Father Chuck about me, and it isn't specifically about you, but when I just turned on Relevant Radio, the light came through the darkness, and the instant I turned on the channel, because it's like that radiance that you get from Relevant Radio and having you on with your gift from the Lord as a spiritual director, I think through a cloudy day, the sun is brilliant, and I can see you standing in the back of Our Lady of Grace Church in the gentleness of listening and bringing the Lord in your silence and responding with the question. And I learned that from you. And when you are speaking today, I'm thinking of all the people who tell me, oh, I'm so thankful I don't live in California. You know, they'll say that to me because I hear about my mom at Our Lady of Grace, or my 900 relatives in California can't go to Mass. And I think, no, don't put it as a state of doom. Put it as a state, like you said, they're on a pilgrimage that we don't experience here in Minnesota. We can go to Mass every day all around us. But what you show us in California and in your beautiful, gentle wisdom is that God's still shining, that we get to bring that, and you brought that, and I'm just so thankful. I watched how you responded to Chuck saying, well, what's it like in California? Because I do hear the gloom and doom. But what you said was just the facts. You just said that it was, you know, that you can still be at a, you know, you can celebrate or, you know, organize for religion and in a protest. And then you stated the COVID facts of what was going on. But you were so beautiful and positive. And I'm so thankful. It's a pilgrimage, and we're thankful that for such a time as this, we're here now to be the light to encounter others with that.
Amen.
So thank you,
Chuck.
That's all I have.
Chuck,
to say.
We need more callers like this one. I'm just kidding.
Well,
thank you, Debbie.
Yeah, Debbie, thanks so much for calling. You know, one of the things when I meditate a lot about what John the Baptist says, I am the voice of one crying out in the desert. And I get it a lot, and God bless our Lord for giving me the gift to be able to communicate. And I get a lot of comments about the voice, and thank you for that. I appreciate that. I recognize it as a gift from God, but I'm always taken with this passage that John the Baptist is the voice for the Word. He is the voice for Jesus Christ. And this just reminds us, no matter what our voice is like, we are all called to be the voice of Jesus Christ in our world today. And it's important that we do that, isn't it?
Yes, and I'm hearing, as you say that, the voice crying out in the desert. Our hearts are so barren. We so reject God. They're so dry, waiting for that water. And the voice is crying for us to open and recognize and to become a fertile ground for God. It's powerful. Yes.
Well, and sometimes we're hesitant. Sometimes we're threatened a little bit if we say anything. I can tell you lots of stories about speaking up when I didn't think I should or could. But it's a challenge for us to use our voices to let the world know that Jesus Christ is who he says he is. And it is a challenge. It can be difficult at times.
But we don't need to take it personal. It's not our job to convince others. God makes the miracle happen through the Holy Spirit. We simply have to proclaim in love and gentleness who God is and what God wants to do for others.
And when we do that, as simple as it may be, we are testifying to the light, aren't we?
Yes, and letting then the light work the miracle. We don't have to bust people over it. Break, you know, the Bible over people's heads.
Yeah, and then I think sometimes that we make excuses that, oh, I couldn't possibly do that. Oh, I can't say that. I don't want to say that, or whatever it may be. But I wonder sometimes if we look at ourselves that we're not qualified, we think. We don't have the courage, we think, to be able to be that light. But gosh, we need to be the light, especially in this world today, because there's a lot of darkness going around.
And I believe, and it isn't selfish, but it can sound that way, the more we testify to what God has done in our life, the more God's going to do more things so that we can testify. Because every gift we've been given is meant not only for us, but for others.
Yeah. And don't sell yourself short if you don't know what your gifts are. If you don't know what your gifts are, listen to the people in your life. They will tell you. They will compliment you. They will tell you and wave a red flag at you that, yes, this is your gift. Use it. Be that voice. Be that light in the world. Father Paul Galowski, we have to wrap things up. As you know, we like to close this hour with a final blessing for all of our listeners.
Almighty God, we give you thanks for all you've done in our lives and in our world, and we know you are still present, shining brightly. Allow us to give more testimony to the light to bring others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Father Paul Galowski, thanks so much. Great to have you on the program today. And if you missed some of the program, don't forget you can download the podcast and hear the entire program at Relevant Radio and on the Inner Life page. Thanks to Father Paul. Thanks to all of you for taking a bit of time in your day to join us on the program. Stay tuned. We're celebrating Mass in about 60 seconds. The Faith Explained with Cale Clark coming up at 12:30 Central. Have a great weekend. We're back on Monday. Hope to see you then.